This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. On the show today, we have Westcom Credit Union's very own Ashley White talking about the credit union's announcing its name, image, and likeness partnership with UCLA women's softball student Maya Brady and how this got started, what their goals are, all sorts of really good stuff here. They're really pushing that proverbial envelope here, especially with the name, image, and likeness with colleges here. So yeah, great stuff here from Ashley. So I hope you guys check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Westcom Credit Union's very own Ashley White. Ashley, how are you today?
Doing well, Mike. Thanks for having me today.
You are welcome. You are the Vice President of Partner Development there at Westcom. Can you give us a quick rundown on your responsibilities there at Westcom?
Absolutely. So as Vice President of Partner Development, I oversee our strategic partnerships here at Westcom, the most predominant being UCLA. But in addition to that, I oversee our community engagement to really drive brand awareness to our branches, as well as our philanthropic strategies. And that includes overseeing our Westcom Foundation.
Right on. Right. Yeah, you are a busy, busy lady, but you are doing a smashing job, as they would say, across the pond. So you guys are doing some great stuff there at Westcom, obviously. So this bit of news has to go back to UCLA. And I saw this come across my inbox and I had to have you guys on because, well, I have UCLA ties. You have UCLA ties. So I had to have you guys on, but the ties, we'll put those up to the side right now. But this stuff is really important. What you guys are doing. Westcom announces NIL, that's name, image, and likeness. Is that correct? Name, image, and likeness partnership with UCLA women's softball student athlete Maya Brady. So this is really big news because I think you guys are really pushing that proverbial envelope in this area. So can you tell me a little bit about this? I mean, what it involves and why you guys went down this road?
Yes. Yeah, so Westcom has been partnering with UCLA for over 7 years at this point. We are the official banking partner of UCLA Athletics, UCLA Campus Life, the Alumni Association, the DASU Center for International Students, and we also are the naming rights partner for Pauley Pavilion. Oh. In addition to that, we also have official partnerships with the UCLA Staff Assembly, as well as the Associated Students of UCLA. So given our relationships at UCLA, we looked at name, image, and likeness partnerships to really enhance those existing marketing efforts on campus and to essentially drive brand awareness. We also believe that a UCLA student athlete can give a unique perspective to their peers about our products and services that we have for UCLA that perhaps traditional marketing couldn't actually fulfill. You know, at Westcom, we also have an innovative culture. We're forward thinking.
Oh, yeah.
So it made sense to be the first to enter into the space, especially given our partnerships with UCLA.
Yeah. And speaking of first, I mean, because we all know that the name, image, and likeness is brand new to the collegiate environment. So it's new for everybody, even credit unions. But I thought this was really cool news to see you guys diving in here. And not only does it really say cool things about Westcom, but what you guys are doing for the student athletes as well there. So how does it work, and how is Maya going to leverage this and all that? Cause she's the niece of Tom Brady, and we don't really need to get into that, but she's been in the news, but she is a tremendous softball player. Oh my gosh. If you've seen this girl play, she is amazing. So share with us how that's going to work. I mean, how does it all work? How does it help you guys? How does it help her? Et cetera, et cetera.
Absolutely. So when we entered into this partnership with Maya, one of the first things that I wanted to do is really strengthen our position statement at UCLA. And very high level, our position statement is we want to build competitive and unique products for the UCLA community to promote their financial health. So the communication strategy in this partnership really had to encompass that.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're going to be partnering with Maya is she is going to be promoting how UCLA students can have benefits to becoming Westcom members.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to do that through her social media platforms.
Wow, good for her.
That's
okay.
Where we think we're going to find the most value is through that social media centric marketing.
Mm-hmm.
But not only are we going to lean into the social media aspects of this partnership, We're also going to lean into financial literacy and philanthropy, which I think are going to be the more unique aspects of this partnership.
Agreed.
First, with financial literacy, we're actually going to have her co-host an annual financial literacy program that we do for UCLA student athletes, particularly freshmen and juniors.
Good for you guys.
So she's going to help us with that program. When it comes to philanthropy, we are going to have her work with the Westcom Foundation and find out what is she most passionate about. What are the nonprofit causes she wants to make an impact in?
Mm-hmm.
And in turn, the Westcom Foundation is actually going to provide grant support to those causes. So what this allows us to do is to take a name, image, and likeness partnership and tie it into our core values as a credit union.
Mm-hmm.
And it also highlights the credit union difference and how not only are we looking at this from a marketing perspective, but we're also looking at this to help build better lives for Bruins and Southern Californians, which is really the core of our purpose.
Yeah. I love all aspects of it, especially obviously the philanthropic part is massive, but the education part, because we all know those of us, you know, we all went to college. Those first couple of years are pretty daunting.
Absolutely.
And all those credit card offers that you get and when you're 18, you have no clue what to do with it. I mean, I knew lots of people that got into trouble with the credit. And we've heard story after story, but to have somebody of Maya's caliber come on and help educate and stuff like that, that's got to be huge for not only you guys, but for UCLA as well. That really, that's going to go a long, long ways for sure, right?
Yes, absolutely. We're really excited about it.
Yeah, no doubt. So I want to step back real quick here. Just how did the partnership come about? Obviously, Maya has a big name in collegiate athletics and her relative, Tom Brady. But again, we won't get too much into that. But how did the partnership or how did this relationship get going here?
You know, we had natural synergies between Westcom and UCLA, given all of the relationships that we had. And as this space opened up and became more prevalent, we wanted to do our due diligence to really reach out and explore our different opportunities. And when we met Maya, she truly embodied Westcom's core values of excellence, integrity, teamwork, both on and off the field.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought it was a great opportunity to just expand our overall goal of financial wellness and to ensure we are building better financial futures for Bruins. So she was the right fit at the right time for Westcom.
Yeah, such a great move. I mean, that's why you guys are so forward thinking, so progressive. I love stories like this where credit unions are really kind of stepping outside the comfort zone and really doing some great stuff in their communities. So what are some future plans that you guys have for name, image, and likeness? Are you guys going to take this another step further, partner with more student athletes or students, or where do you guys plan to take this?
We think that this is really part of our marketing strategy moving forward, especially on campus, given the collegiate tie-in, it just makes sense for us.
Mm-hmm.
So we believe that we are going to really build out this current process that we have with Maya and really expand our opportunities on campus, potentially with other UCLA student athletes.
Good for you. So I think my next question is kind of an advice type question, because I think this opens up a lot of doors for other credit unions, especially university-based credit unions. So what advice would you have for other credit unions who are looking to do something similar? Any lessons you've learned along the way or any helpful advice that you can provide other credit unions?
Oh, plenty of advice. And I really look forward to just sharing just our experience. So the first thing I would say to credit unions who are looking to get into the space is do your research. NIL is very fluid right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so universities are really handling this differently, even though the NCAA has approved this opportunity. So if you're a credit union who has a collegiate partnership, you're a credit union who lives on a college, you want to ensure that you know what the university stance is with NIL, what the policies and procedures going in before you start your NIL journey. So that's the first piece of it.
Okay.
The second piece of it is, as we've been talking, this is a marketing partnership. It's a marketing strategy at its core. But you're going to want to include your legal teams and your compliance teams on the front end. And the reason for that is from the compliance standpoint, you want to know how a student, a college student, could market products and services. Mm-hmm. So you could remain compliant throughout the process and especially through the creative that comes through it. The second thing from a legal perspective, you want to establish your risk appetite as an organization, especially when it comes to spokespersons, because we're dealing with college students here. Yeah. So understand what your risk level is when it comes to entering this space. And then I would say the final thing, which I think is most important, is take your time finding the right student athlete to partner with.
Yeah.
This is the student athlete who is going to represent your credit union. It's mm-hmm. going to represent your core values. Mm-hmm. So you want to ensure that you're finding the right person. There's a lot of student athletes out there looking for a lot of opportunities. Sure. You should, but take your time, find the right person for you.
Yeah. And I think, and speaking of the right person, I think you guys are doing it right, especially with Maya, because she's such a great, obviously, role model, athlete, student. She's got it. I mean, she's got it all. And we were talking before the recording about her future plans. Oh my gosh, that's going to, like, yeah, that's, she's going to be a phenomenal human being here. Not that she's not already, but yeah, she's her future. It looks very, very, very bright. Let's just put it that way. So good stuff here. Anything else to add here, Ashley? This is just, I love stories like this again, just really pushing that proverbial envelope in the marketing and partnership areas. So yeah, any final thoughts here on this one?
You know, like I mentioned, NIL is very fluid. So as you build a strategy for credit unions who are looking to build this strategy, I would just suggest be patient and make sure it's an agile strategy.
Yeah.
Again, it's very fluid. Things change. You're mm-hmm. going to get feedback from the university. You're going to get feedback internally. So just be fluid and be agile as possible. I would say the second thing is make sure when these partnerships come to fruition, when you start to execute, have a main point person on your internal team, whether it's from your marketing team and your sponsorship team, because mm-hmm. there's a lot of communication that needs to happen, and you have to really stay on top of it. And then I would say, and really importantly, because any strategy, you need to have goals. You need to have those key performance indicators, those KPIs.
Yep.
So establish what that is mm-hmm. for your credit.
Yeah.
What do you want to get out of this partnership? Make sure that's clear internally, make sure that's clear to the student athlete that you're working with, because ultimately you want to evaluate the impact of the partnerships. Was it successful?
Mm-hmm.
And then that helps you determine then how you're going to expand as a credit union, your NIL networks moving forward.
Yeah. When you have that end goal in mind, it makes all the plans so much easier to plan out and fulfill. So great stuff here, Ashley. Oh my gosh, I would love to see how this progresses, and you guys are kind of setting the bar. So congratulations on that. And I hope credit unions do stuff like this. So yeah, great, great stuff here. All right, Ashley, I know you probably have a full plate, so I'm gonna let you get back to work, but thank you so much for your time today. Really, really appreciate it, and keep up the good work there at Westcom. All right.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.